This is Mike Longo's The Rhythmic Nature of Jazz, DVD number one, Notes. There are two areas of study. One, how to play jazz and what to play in jazz. The how to play jazz consists of the touch, time, tone, i.e. your instrument talks and then there's a charisma in it like Sonny Rollins or Dizzy or Miles, etc. There's technique, there's taste, which is having choices from being informed, like for example about how to harmonize a certain melodic passage can only come from, you know, your harmonic vocabulary as to how to harmonize it. So again, two areas of study: how to play jazz, which is touch, time, tone, technique, and taste. And then part two is melody, harmony, rhythm, counterpoint, and form. Melody, it varies depending on the subgenre. Dizzy said Charlie Parker's contribution was new behavior for the melody. And this behavior includes ontology, which is the science of existence. Musically, it means tapping into something beyond yourself, going beyond where it's going where the music tells you to go. The Greek terms music majoris follows the laws of nature, not the ego, whereas music minoris does. And then there's polymetricity, which is from Hal Galper in a masterclass that he said the biggest problem for students is syncopation. So that's all under melody. And then harmony is in jazz the same as classical music, except that it's influenced by the blues. And then three is rhythm, which is entirely different from any other genre. And then four is counterpoint. This means how musicians interact or how the left hand and right hand of a pianist interact. Jazz musicians should study classical counterpoint, although it'll be different rhythmically. And then finally, form. How a fragment develops into a motif or a phrase, or it has to do with how to start a solo, i.e. must begin with a positive opening statement followed by a corroboration of that statement, and then ontological thing takes over and the solo itself will tell you what to play. Dizzy said jazz is a marriage of African rhythm and European harmony. African rhythm, the African rhythmic aspect, is currently underrepresented in today's jazz education. Meter is an underlying structural rhythm. In jazz, we emphasize 2 and 4, which is totally different than classical music, which has an underlying 8th or 16th note pulse. Classical is monorhythmic and jazz is polyrhythmic or polymetric, which means more than one meter, or even polypulsic, more than one pulse. The underlying structural rhythm. When you play in 6-8, it can be 4-4 or 5-4 or 7-4. It's just the bar lines move to different places. Dizzy said, I fill my head with rhythms. He's keeping time in such a way that all these rhythms can be accessed at any time, i.e. the 6-8, 3-4, 4-4, 5-4, 7-4, etc. There's three stages of learning jazz. One is to imitate. This is the talent stage. A lot of students get stuck here because in the 80s, as the apprenticeship thing faded, he was 15 comping behind Cannonball and touches something you can't transcribe. One of the main things with jazz is its experiential knowledge. The ability to swing is directly related to touch, and when you play with someone who has it, this is the most important environment of a learning musician is playing with people who have it on the bandstand. So that's all under imitate, and the second stage is to realize. You get the feeling from the music, not the other way around. You don't put feeling into the music, you get the feeling from the music. And then three is you're a mature musician. Then there's a question about touch. Student says touch is very vague and refers to like a technique, but Longo says it's a rhythmic behavior that takes over, especially when these drum exercises become part of you. The music doesn't come from mind. It comes from another kind of consciousness that's way beyond the rational mind. Adam Rafferty, for example, would practice Longo's exercises on hand drum and says it gets into his touch on guitar. Benny Wallace, the sax player, said when you do the drum exercises, you feel it in your fingers and it definitely affects your touch. It goes to a state of consciousness. Zoot Sims, when asked what he thought about when he plays, he said absolutely nothing. So the first thing is the rhythmic pile. There's different rhythms that can inspire you to play different melodic ideas. The rhythm pile is different rhythms, 6-8, 3-4, 5-4, 7-4, and 2-4, those five rhythms that are meant to be basically superimposed onto the jazz 4-4 time swing, which is really 12-8. Like, a dotted quarter is, you know, I mean, you don't just go 1, 2, 3, 4. Within each beat is dug-a-da-dug-a-da-dug-a-da-dug-a-da, like that. So it's within the triplets of, you know, of, it's within the 12-8 time that all these other meters are being superimposed. So, for example, you have 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a dug-a-da-dug-a-da-dug-a-da, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4. You can easily superimpose 6-8 on into that. And you can also pretty easily put 3-4 into that by shifting the emphasis to every third note instead of every fourth note. Like in 6-8, it's two groups of three, like dugga da dugga da dugga da dugga. But in 3-4, you have dugga 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 dugga. Right? So you have, I'm going to count it off, and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, dugga 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 da. So that's 3-4 being superimposed. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then 5-4 is 3 + 3 + 2 + 2. So it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's actually, it takes three bars to resolve, but it's, that's not something that Longo brought up. That's just an observation. 7-4 is 3 + 3 + 4 + 4. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4. Dougie the Dougie the Dougie Dim Dougie Dim Dougie the Dougie the Dougie Dim Dougie Dim Dougie the Dougie the Dougie Dim Dougie Dim Da. And it takes, again, three bars to resolve. But he's not saying you have to do it that way. I'm just observing that that's the cycle. And then the final one, the fifth one, is 16th notes, which are felt as the previous eighth notes in a bar of two, grouped as 3 + 5. So it's 16th notes felt as the previous eighth notes. So you have a bar of two. So you have one e and a two, or one e and a two e and a one e and a two e and, or tugga dimmy tugga dimmy tugga dimmy tugga dim. But you're going to group that as 3 + 5. So instead of tugga dimmy tugga juno tugga dimmy tugga juno, it's tucky the daddy gay knocker, tucky the daddy gay knocker, tucky the daddy gay knocker, tucky the daddy gay knocker da. Alright, so again, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1. The musician has to get his ego out of the picture. Jazz is spirituality. Dizzy had a divinity. And then two drummers demonstrate how all these rhythms can be in the same flow. One drummer plays a 6-8, and then Mike adds all these rhythms on top. And all these rhythms are in the same flow called universal rhythm. So Mike was playing in 5 and 7, etc., and it just sounded like accents, and it definitely affects your touch. And with Dizzy, he paid a lot of dues to understand his depth. Additive rhythm. In the West, we're taught, you know, whole, and then two halves, and then four quarters, and then 8/8, etc. And that's on page 2 in the booklet, and the additive rhythm thing was on page 1. But it really goes like this, which is page 3. Instead of 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, in jazz you got 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a, so that should be written as 12-8. And then the accents, like 3 plus 5, like when you have a quarter note, an eighth note rest, and then an eighth note, and then half note rest, as in, like, instead of 1 and 2 and 3, suppose you have 1 and, like, that's actually 3 + 5, because it's like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like that. Reminds me of Billie Jean. So, can't. But in jazz, what's really happening is, because every beat is subdivided as triplets, it's actually 5 plus 7. So let me demonstrate that with a metronome. The first one, the 3 plus 5, is like this. You have 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? In jazz, it swings, so you have dun and a two and a three and a four and a tucky tin, a tucky tin, a tucky, a tucky tin, a tucky tin, a tucky, a da, 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 da. So they're totally different. If you look at chameleon, which I don't know how it's notated in the regular sheet music, but you know, if you just play da 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 da. It may not be as precise consistently as if you think same with the Manteca bass line, which is which I'm just singing, you know, like erratically off the cuff. But if you think of it as 2 plus 3 plus 2 plus 4 plus 2 plus 3, it sounds like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then there's a solution to this problem of syncopation. Like conventional notation sometimes breaks, it's like it doesn't serve learning syncopation. So if you write the melody of Confirmation, the Charlie Parker song, in 6-8, and then you can start swinging, and you know, when you do it like that, and then you try and go back to thinking in eighth notes the old way, you can't do it. In other words, the rhythm of Confirmation is 1, 2, 3, 1, ga ga. That's reading it in standard notation. When you put it in 6-8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ganga, ga ganga, ga ga ganga, ga ganga, ga ga ga. Again, 1, 2, 3, ganga, ga ganga, ga 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 ganga, 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 ga ga ga. And then when you put the accents in, it might sound like this: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Gong ga, ga gong ga 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 gong ga gong ga gong ga 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 ga. So, and then if you did the additive rhythm thing, I'm not gonna be able to scat it all in one bar, so I'm gonna do each bar separately. First bar is 2 plus 3 plus 1, so it would be ducky ducky da da da, ducky ducky da da da. And then second bar is 2 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. Be like this. So immediately you see the swing, the precision in the swing. Like if I can do the first two bars, it would be da 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 da. And then like the third bar would be da 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 da, like 2 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1, etc. So he gives the additive rhythm count there, and it's much more precise in swinging. And triplet, the triplet feel is not the same thing as 6-8 time. He demonstrates on the piano something like 2, 3, 4, da da digga da digga da 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 digga da digga da da. It's not triplets, it's something entirely different. One of Longo's students wrote an article, don't practice with a metronome. Dizzy didn't do it like the Africans, he made it his own. He put the one in another place on a vamp, and Longo recorded it and played it in Fort Lauderdale concert. You don't hear bebop in Africa. Dizzy took it and made it his own. The 5-4 addition. Most musicians understand 4-4, 3-4, etc., but 5 is another thing altogether. If he demonstrates the 5 as like 3 plus 3 plus 2 plus 2. So gong, gang, ga digga digga dong, dang, ga digga digga dong, dang, ga digga digga dong. And he talks about how Dizzy wrote this tune, he beeped where he should have bopped, which is like just a reference to, you know, like getting things mixed up rhythmically. But, and he also talks about making this arrangement of a tune in 5, and people were actually dancing in 5 because they were feeling another pulse. And he demonstrates like 4 fives over 2 bars of 4-4, it comes around again, kind of like this. I'll see if I can scat it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dang, 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 dang. That rhythm that the metronome was clicking, that's the rhythm that people were feeling when they were dancing. And then Longo started to understand what Dizzy meant about that comment about, you know, five is another thing altogether. And Dizzy was being interviewed, and he was asked about the bebop cymbal beat, and he said, chip-a-chang, 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 like that. Whereas the old drummers would go something like, ka-chow, chick-ka-chow, chick-ka-chow, chick-ka-chow. And it won't fit, be like bebop won't fit over that. And he's saying, Longo was saying that the 5-4 helped like the new cymbal beat is derived from 5. Like he was showing a student how to play in 5, like gong 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 gong. There's the chip-a-chang right from the 5. So the 5 is gong 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 gong, and then the cymbal beat. So you get going from 5 to 6, like 5 is gung dung 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 dung. Because in 6 you could write, you know, duggy the duck, duggy the duck, the duggy the duck, the duggy the duck, the duggy the duck. And then in 4 you could write 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. And that's chip-a-chang. It's because the 5-4, like the accent is on after the third beat. You have duggy the duggy the dug dug duggy the duggy the dug dug dug, and that's where the accent comes in the 6-8. Like you have duggy the duck da da duck da da duck da da. And so in the PDF on page 6, it has that exact thing. It has one. It has in 5, then 6, then 4. So 1, 2, 3. Like I'm just gonna start it. Actually, I'll count in 5. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ducky the ducky the dug dug ducky the chip a chain chip a chain chip a, and then that opens up. Ba uba de uba de uba de uba de. I mean, really, it's not just that. It's like 2, 3, 4. Ba uba dab 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 dab. Like where all the accents are, the third part of the triplet of each beat, and it leads to permutations. And this is partly what's going on in Dizzy's time conception. And what I think what he means here is like permutations, meaning you can shift where the triplet would start. Like you could go ducky da ducky da ducky da ducky da, that's all well and good, but then if you shift it over by one triplet, you have ducky da ducky da ducky da ducky da. And if you shift it over by two triplets, it would be 1, 2, 3, 4. Ducky da ducky da ducky da ducky. So let me demonstrate all three of those again. You have ducky da ducky da ducky da ducky da da. Then you have ducky da ducky da ducky da ducky da. And then the third one, the ducky da ducky da ducky da ducky. And so each in the pile of rhythms that all come from like the 6-8 thing, 12-8, whatever you want to call it, that each permutation has its own pile that goes with that. And that's why, like, Dizzy's rhythmic universe is so vast. Here's a scat of, he's scatting the hidden five in tunes like Confirmation and Burke's Works and how they're accented. Here's Mike Longo. There it was.
Now watch this. Bam bam be bam bam ba doo. Hear that five? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 1. Bam bam be bam bam ba doo. Bam bam be bam bam ba doo. Bam bam be bam bam ba doo. You hear that in phrasing like Burke's Works. Ba doo 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 day ya doo ba doo da day oo da. So do ba do ba ya do bo do ba. Bo do ba do ba ya do bo do ba ba. That's it.
I think that needs a little bit of explaining. About the fives in the rhythm where he's playing. Ga ga giga ga ga gong. Ga ga giga ga ga gong. The reason it's five is like if you take five syllables, I'm going to do dadike naka instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So dadike naka, dadike naka, dadike naka. If you do only the first, third, and fifth syllables, it's ta ge kita ge kita ge kita, which is 2 plus 2 plus 1. And it's two fives in a row within the eighth note triplets. Now think about this. When you have one and a two and a three and a four and a, that's 12 eighth note triplets in a bar. He's starting on the third of those. So the first two are blank. And the second two, the remaining 10, I should say, are the two sets of five. In other words, like this. Like, that's where he's getting the fives. Now, for Burke's works, it's a little unclear. I think he's just extracting the two portion of the 2+1 part of the fives to help analyze this rhythm. So, unless I'm missing something, I wouldn't personally reference fives in this, but it does show you 16th note triplets, which is explained later in DVD number 4. In other words, Burke's works is like 1, 2, a 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and 2, a 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and 2, Or if you want to do conical, you could do 1, 2, 3, 4, tucky da tucky da tucky da 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 da. And then this is the section on continuities. Dizzy once presented Longo and James Moody a little paper that had an eighth note rest followed by a 3 eighth note triplets followed by an eighth note rest. And so because of the idea of permutations, like when you do the jazz triplet, you're superimposing a set of 3 over 2 eighth notes instead of 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. You got 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a, so there's a 3 against 2. So why not do 3 against 2 on the second and third eighth note rather than the first and second? It would sound like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 3 and 4 and 3 and 4 and 3 and 4. So the middle part of the triplet is not on beat 2. It's in between the second and third part of the triplet that we just put 3 over 2 on. So if you could start doing that, it's very deep and it opens up a rhythmic behavior that really affects your touch. And there's a continuity there. And he says you can hear it in Kenny Clarke's drumming, which he scats for a second. And Longo wrote a tune called Bag of Bones, which he scats the rhythm of right here. So blade bodelia do don't. That displaced triplet continuity is an extremely important aspect of Dizzy's time conception. So what he means by continuity, it's like there's a quarter note triplet that starts an eighth note into the bar where he scats for a second. Ooh, bang, 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 bang. And there's another one that starts a 16th note in, and you can imagine like all that piled together is a ginormous array of rhythmic versatility. And when you can feel all those different possibilities, a depth of swing develops, to quote Oscar Peterson. Kind of like Chick Webb playing in Benny Goodman's Stompin' at Savoy, the Fletcher Henderson arrangement. It's the depth of the temperature, like how hot or cold is the music, and i.e. where you play on your instrument. Also, check out Longo's album with Lewis Nash and Bob Cranshaw, and particularly the song Checked Bags. It features what he's calling quarter note continuity, as in like 1, 2, 3, 4, or perhaps that would be better explained against the quarter note pulse, like 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 2 and a 4 and a 2 and a 4 and a. Feeling versus knowledge. Louis Armstrong scat that he does right here.
Like za, 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 za.
And people will just write it as, by the way, this is transcribed in the booklet, in booklet number 4. People will just write it in 4-4 as, and they'll just write the words lay back, and they'll put 1, 2, 3, and it's not accurate. In other words, it's really like this. 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 3. Which is, interestingly enough, one of the original Afro-Cuban 6/8 clave patterns I did a whole video on this, but like the original Afro-Cuban 6/8 clave as scattered against 4/4 is like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ta-ga, ta-ki-da, ta-ga, ta-ki-da. And I did a video on this where you can move that pattern started on any of the 12 eighth notes within those eighth note triplets. So there's 12 different sort of permutations of that. And if you take the one that starts on the very last beat, in other words, if you take that same pattern I just scattered and you start it on the of 4, now it sounds like this. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, da-ga, da-ki-da, da-ga, da-ki-da, da-ga, da-ki-da, da-ga, da-ki-da, da. That's exactly the rhythm that's being scattered here, just by coincidence. And just by playing it as written, it'll swing. You can't create music with feeling. You have to create feeling with the music. So the second way was ontology, meaning it's a beyond ego. Ego is also imagination or approximating versus experience. Like, it's like the difference between playing like Dizzy and Dizzy himself. He didn't just play jazz, he was jazz. And finally, there's a Kush demonstration, an example of polymetricity, different meters at the same time. Kush is a tune from Longo's album, Sting Like a Bee.